trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy.
We are live. It's the InfoWord with Jason Burmis this Sunday, August 30th, 2009. We're going to be hitting up a ton of mainstream news. I can't even tell you how many articles I printed up, probably about 50. It's going to be broad in its range. Everything from internet addicts get first U.S. treatment clinic. That's right. You can get addicted to the internet, and now they need clinics. Why are they doing that? Well, we're going to get into that later. My top story right now is WHO warns of severe form of H1N1 virus. See, now there's another form of the H1N1 out there. It's not just the piggy flu you've heard about for the past 4 months. And remember, that is a three type of viruses. It is H1N1, H5N1, and human flu virus. Even the mainline articles actually admit that, but now they're hyping it up even further. See, they got to put the hype machine into play. Because late September, early October, that is the first round for shots. Doctors are reporting a severe form of H1N1 that goes straight to the lungs, causing severe illness in otherwise healthy young people and requiring expensive hospital treatment, the WHO said on Friday. See, here's the fear-mongering. Now if you get it, it's going to cost you some money. Yeah, you might survive it. But boy, it's not going to be just sniffles anymore. It's going to go right into your lungs. It could really hurt you. We need you to take the vaccination. But they don't want to talk about mutations and how, you know, this H1N1 might not be the other H1N1. They just want to stick you with a needle, folks. Some countries are reporting that as many as 15% of patients hospitalized with the new H1N1 pandemic virus need intensive care, further straining already overburdened healthcare systems, WHO said in an update on the pandemic. And remember, we're at WHO level 6. But for some reason, in other countries, they're amping it up even further, as if there's a level above 6. Folks, there is no level above 6. But in Spain, for instance, they're saying level 6.2. And now, you know, the word has gotten out that this pig flu almost means nothing, that more people die of the regular flu. People aren't buying the propaganda despite their false polls that say 2/3 of the United States is going to take this thing. That was out of Reuters. We reported that on the Alex Jones Show on Friday. During the winter season in the Southern Hemisphere, several countries have viewed the need for intensive care and the greatest burden on health services. Preparedness measures need to anticipate this increased demand of an intensive care, which could be overwhelmed by a sudden surge of the severe cases of H1N1. Ooh, so spooky. And that's out of Fox News. And of course, Fox News follows it up with, where will you get your H1N1 vaccine? Information remains unclear. No, it doesn't. It remains perfectly clear. You've been saying we're going to take schools and make them into makeshift vaccination centers. And the kids can get it first. Then we're going to go after the pregnant women and all the parents can line up. And then for that 18 to 30 year old crowd that may not want to go to the college health center or, you know, wherever they have this makeshift vaccine destination. Well, we'll just set up shop outside of bars. That's mainline media. We'll set up shop outside of bars. We'll get the young people, the 18 to 30 year old crowd, when they're coming out drunk, as if any type of vaccination should be taken while your blood is that thin and you're physically inebriated. With school about to start next week in many parts of the U.S., the dire warnings sounded about an expected rapid speed of H1N1 virus. Public health officials appear to be struggling to put into place an effective plan to inoculate the nearly 159 million Americans at the greatest risk. So they're telling you right now that over half of Americans are at a great risk for this H1N1 virus. And again, it's not H1N1. It's a lie every time they say that. The CDC has been working with HHS, Human Health and Services, and the states to develop plans for distributing the vaccine. But what works best for a large state like New York may not work best for a small state like Wyoming. We're going to get into this, and we're going to take calls about the 30 after break on the swine flu. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and TruthNews.us.
you This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Well, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Let's cut the audio on this track. Actually, YouTube censored one of my videos because we ran that for a whole 30 seconds. That's right. A DMCA complaint for Country Joe McDonald. And a song that's over 40 years old. Hey, if I play it on my show and I only play like one third of it, not even one third of it, I'm helping you sell MP3s and records, baby. I mean, come on. I can't imagine that's like flying off the shelves. It's unbelievable to me. Oh, but YouTube and the Nazis have to come get us. By the way, Facebook changed their user license agreement. I don't know much about it. I just know that the agreement has been changed. I really have to look into it. Those social networking sites are such traps, man. Everybody puts up every single bit of information about themselves on these things. And yes, just like anything, it is a dual-edged sword. It can be used to empower or enslave. And we enslave ourselves every day by going on this, typing on our moods, showing pictures of every event we've ever been to, putting up our top friends, who's the most important to us. You know, that's why I try to stick to sending out bulletins, answering it as though it's an email service. And I don't post a lot of pictures unless it's a profile pic. I don't, you know, go to events, take a bunch of pictures with people or take a bunch of pictures of me and my family and then post them up there, because you're just giving them an even greater ability to track, trace, and database everything about yourself. You're being profiled. That's what MySpace is. That's what Facebook is. It's a profiling website. That's why it's called MySpace Profile. And let's not forget, News Corp came in, bought that up. It's a Rupert Murdoch vehicle at this point. All right, let's get back to where you will get your H1N1 vaccine. Now, again, in this, they're saying, well, major cities are going to be a lot different than rural areas. But we played you the clip last week, and we may bring it up again, of the drills they were running in Paris, Maine, where the National Guard comes in full riot gear. They don't even look like the National Guard because they're going to have to be in riot gear. Not because people are going to revolt and not want to take the swine flu. See, they spin it, or the swine flu vaccine. They spin it and say people are going to be tearing down the walls to get the swine flu vaccination. Yeah, right. But when they say 159 million Americans are at great risk, and I've seen similar numbers, that's how many vaccines are being shipped out here. Folks, that's over 50% of the population. And they're putting out false polls saying two-thirds of the population is clamoring for this stuff. Let's see what we got here. Distributing the H1N1 vaccine, and that is a lie in itself. It is not H1N1, okay? It's not. It's three types. Although public health officials initially talked of setting up public vaccination stations in communities throughout the U.S., Quimby said whether or not this happens will be decided by the states themselves. Good. Step up, governors. Step up, congressmen. Step up, senators, state senators, and say no. City council members out there. Go to your local communities. Just like I said on Friday, if you are a member of the PTA, you should be banging down teachers' doors saying, look, my kid's not taking this shot. I am not even comfortable with this school becoming a mass vaccination center. That's the bottom line. Setting up vaccination stations at public schools is another option, but again, will be left up for states and local communities to decide. There are very much a range of possibilities and range of distribution methods, which will be by city and state, he added. The first doses, because again, they want you to take three shots. It's not just one shot. They're saying 45 million doses in the very beginning. Okay, the first batch of H1N1 vaccine, expected to be about 45 million doses, is slated to arrive mid-October and will be set aside for five target groups. Let's go over these target groups, because they are the last people that should be taking this shot. Pregnant women. Yeah, let's give pregnant women a shot full of squalene and mercury. And remember, we did do the report last week that they are going to make some of these mercury-free, they say, for pregnant women and children. Yeah, they'll make about, 1% of these things mercury-free. But they're not going to advertise they're out there. They're not going to advertise the fact that if you are a pregnant woman and you are taking this vaccination, you have a chance of giving your kid autism. They're not going to say that. They're only making that for the people that are going to throw a hissy fit, that aren't enough in the know not to take the shot altogether. Pregnant women who are considered four times more likely than the general population to experience complications from the N1H1 flu. So pregnant women are four times as likely to have problems with this? Wait a minute. I didn't see all these stories when they were hyping up the swine flu hoax of pregnant women being the major target. One pregnant woman dies who has all these other health complications, and she may or may not have swine flu. She's a teacher. She had complications with the pregnancy. She had been hospitalized since April. Okay? And that's what they're going to use. They're going to say four times as likely. There's no study that proves that. It's total Johnny nonsense. People who live with and or care for infants under the age of 6 months and children, i.e. parents, siblings, daycare providers, and teachers. See, they're going to try to get all the teachers to take it, all the parents to take it. Oh, if you're around children, you need to take this shot. Well, the majority of people out there have families, don't they? Three, healthcare and emergency medical providers. You work in a hospital, set an example, take the shot. Come on, nurse, roll up your sleeve. Children aged 6 months to adults up to the age of 24. They want to shoot up your six-month-old baby with this stuff. A six-month-old baby. Look, the chances of your baby contracting the regular flu or swine flu are slim to nil if you're doing a good job as a parent. Do you understand? There is no reason for them to say a six-month-old needs a vaccination for swine flu. The attack rate of children between ages 5 and 14 is 14 times higher than the adults over the age of 50. Again, it doesn't cite what study this is from, who's saying this. It's all made up. People aged 25 to 64 years old with underlying health conditions that put them at high risk for influenza complications. 25 to 64. You notice they're leaving the older folks out of this because those people will just contract the swine flu or the regular flu from people that they inject. That's the big joke. That's why they're not worried about getting the old folks. They figure that they'll come along with it once the outbreak happens, because it's going to happen. We are in a pandemic. At least that's what that CFR witch said on the Colbert Report. And she threw out all sorts of lies there. All right, that's enough swine flu for me. I can't take any more. Remember, we're going to take calls at the 30 after. I wanted to hit this up because it is so important. Internet addicts get first U.S. treatment clinic. Now, look, I am one of those people that say everything in moderation. You can easily become addicted to a number of things, whether it be drugs or TV or your cell phone or video games. Yes, you can display addictive behaviors. You want something bad enough and you get a fix on it. You go through withdrawal. Look, there's no reason that we need a treatment clinic for the internet. What this is doing is this is setting up the preposition that the internet needs to be regulated, that people who are on the internet too much might have to be forcibly taken off. I mean, they literally use the Betty Ford Clinic as an example. This is like the Betty Ford Clinic for internet addicts. Since when did we get involved in people's personal lives through the internet? I didn't know that there were clinics for people who are addicted to television that can't just get up off the couch. They spend 20 hours a day slurping down beer and watching TV. Jerry Springer and all that garbage daytime talk that's on there. Daily soaps. There's no clinics for them. So why are they going after internet addiction? The 45-day internet addiction recovery program called Restart costs roughly $14,500. But again, what they want to do is set the precedent that the internet is addictive, so they can regulate how long you can spend on the internet. In fact, there's another article in my stack, not talking about, you know, people who are addicted to the internet, but how the strains of the internet are becoming too great and we just don't know what we're doing. We need a new system. I mean, how long have we been talking about internet too and the regulation of everything you do via the web? How long have we been discussing it? Quite a while. Now it is coming into fruition. Okay. They're saying, the internet just can't handle all these new high-def YouTube videos. They're just all over the place, and there's just so many more people on the internet. The infrastructure needs to be changed. And, of course, that is just another way for them to consolidate power, consolidate control, validate the cybersecurity office with their cybersecurity czar, because we need czars in the United States of America. That's what, you know, we should just start spelling freedom. C-Z-A-R. That's freedom. Czars everywhere. You know, I think I'm going to run for a czar position. That's what needs to happen. We all need to be czars. No more elected officials. You know, let's take the Russian model. As internet turns 40, barriers threaten growth. Again, they're threatening the growth of the internet with all these new web videos and all these new websites and third world nations getting on there. Internet, too, is an inevitability. And they've tried to charge people by bandwidth. It never works. People get upset with their internet companies. They're like, why am I getting this huge bill? Well, you went over your 8 gig monthly limit, Grandma. Now we just got to charge you $350 instead of $40. So they're getting people ready. Goofy videos weren't on the minds of Len Kleinrock and his team at UCLA when they began tests 40 years ago on what would become the internet. Of course they weren't. The original internet was nothing more than IRC chat rooms. The average computer that ran on the internet had something like 64 megabytes, if that, of memory. And I'm not talking about the RAM on it. I'm talking about the actual hard drive space. They had nothing. Of course, the internet was different 40 years ago. TV was different 40 years ago. Phones were different 40 years ago. Neither was social networking for that matter, nor were most of the easy-to-use applications that have drawn more than a billion people online. Instead, the researchers sought to create an open network for freely exchanging information and openness that ultimately spurred the innovation that would later take the like of YouTube, Facebook, and the World Wide Web. Well, it should be freely exchanged information. That's what a true free internet is all about. We'll be back after this. It's The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and my little blog, TheInfoWarrior.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training. And
I never remorse for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what it's costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through. But it's the rebel arms. Godspeed with devil's charm. The shift made can switch blades.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. And just finishing up on this, as internet turns 40, barriers threaten growth. You know, again, they're saying these new high-def videos, the YouTube traffic, the use of cell phones on the internet, it's going to crash it out. We need something else. We need internet, too. And I should have brought in here this advertisement from AOL last year. It's this big eye, and it's talking. It says Internet V 2.0, and then it's a whole propaganda piece on the back of this card about how great Internet 2 is going to be and how many doors it's going to open for everybody. Listen, folks, there is no reason to revamp the internet. Okay. Zero reason. A lot of these connections, especially the fiber optic ones, the ones over satellite, they're incredibly fast. High def material. I mean, you can download a 2-hour film in high definition in less than an hour. You know, if you're in a paid for service, you know, that's what these things are. You're already paying for the service. You're already paying for a monthly bandwidth. A lot of you out there that have subscriptions to other video sites that offer things like Netflix, for instance. Netflix will allow you to download videos. Xbox 360 will allow you to download videos and play them on your Xbox in pretty good quality, DivX quality, which is pretty much standard def. And now with H.264 and all these other great codecs, it is compressed down to a level where it's not really going to hurt bandwidth that much at all. At all. All right, so we'll jump to the next one here, folks. I mean, the internet, it's not a shocker if you've listened to this program, but with cybersecurity, okay, and this cyberbullying act that they're still trying to push through. Again, Friday, we went over this CNET article. Bill would give a president emergency control over the internet. The man is already building the infrastructure. As I said, the cybersecurity office is here. He wants a czar under that, and he wants this legislation passed. I think it's important that we know that the media is so controlled, so contrived, that what they like to do a lot of the time is hire politicians and politicians' children as their main spokespeople and anchors, their main experts, if you will. I mean, you see David Gergen all over the place. I mean, he's here with Michael Moore and Paul Krugman on this cover article. I'll get it above the bug there. But David Gergen, we all know him from Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, admitting to being a member of the Bohemian Grove. And you see him constantly on CNN. You see him all the time. It's like you see Zbigniew Brzezinski's daughter, Mika, all the time as a co-anchor on Morning Joe with Scarborough. Okay. Now who's been hired by MSNBC, aka General Electric? Let me tell you who's been hired. Jenna Bush joins the Today Show on NBC. Yeah, she's going to be pretty partisan. She's going to bring a lot to the table. She's going to tell me the truth. Jenna Bush, former first daughter Jenna Bush Hager's, Jenna Bush Hager, that's right, she married this guy, joins Today. NBC's Today has hired someone with the White House experience as a new correspondent. See, she has White House experience. No, she was the president's drunken daughter, okay? Does she know a little bit of inside baseball? Maybe. Is she a pretty face to look at? Great. What does she really bring to the table politically? Nothing. Zero. But I'll bet you she can read a script and a teleprompter great and promote an establishment agenda, a false paradigm of right and left. And I'm sure she'll come with a right perspective. Hager, a 27-year-old teacher in Baltimore, will contribute stories about once a month on issues like education to television's top-rated morning news show, said Jim Bell, its executive producer. The daughter of former President George W. Bush said she had always wanted to be a teacher and writer and has already authored two books, but she was intrigued by the idea of getting into television when Bell contacted her. It wasn't something I'd always dreamed of doing. But I think one of the most important things in life is to be open-minded and to be open-minded for change. Oh, thank you so much, Jenna Bush. You are going to be just a great addition to the NBC family. The Today Show is huge, folks. Huge. It's the number one rated television show during the day, the news program. I mean, it's iconic. And now we get just more of the same establishment cronies. Just boom, right there. Google's plan for world biggest online library, philanthropy, or act of piracy. Google has already scanned 10 million books in its bid to digitize the contents of the world's major libraries, but a copyright battle now threatens the project with Amazon and Microsoft joining authors and publishers opposed to the scheme. See, this is really about the regulation of information. In my mind, if I can already go to a library and take out a book for free and take that information and then bring that book back, why should I not be able to access that same book and cite it on the internet? Why do I have to pay some kind of a fee? It's ridiculous. We're going to get into that and a lot more. And your phone calls, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Go check out my latest article, More Popular Than More.
Direct from Austin.
coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Now, personally, I am a huge advocate of free and open information. That's why I give my films out for free on the internet. I encourage people to torrent them and share them and burn copies as long as it's for nonprofit use. No one's sitting here saying that someone should be able to copy an entire book and republish it and make all this money or sell bootleg copies of a book and make money. No, you should be prosecuted for that. However, if I can walk into my local library, or not even my local library, let's say the book I want is only in certain libraries, and the closest one is 500 miles away somewhere, you know, in D.C. or New York City, or in this case, I'm in Texas, maybe it's in Dallas. It's only a few hundred miles away. Not even a few hundred, I think it's like 180 miles from here. I don't want to travel 6 hours round trip and spend, you know, $55 in gas to maybe get the book and maybe spend some time with it and maybe scan in a couple pages. And only be with a hard copy of a book for so long. No, I would rather have it online and have the ability to scan through the topics that I am searching for. That's what's amazing about the internet. You hit Control F on, you know, any internet browser. I happen to use Mozilla Firefox. And I type in a word, it scans through the entire document. The same thing with a PDF file. And I can jump from word to word to word. So I don't have to spend my entire life searching out what I'm looking for. So I hope Google wins this battle. You know, I'm not 100% behind Google. They've censored us before. Google Video is totally and completely rigged. It's back into the Stone Ages. It's been in beta form for almost 4 years now. Beta form for 4 years for the biggest internet website in the world. Give me a break. But I do think that it should be able to create an online library of all available materials. Isn't that going to advance us as a species, as a populace? Isn't more information a good thing? To get it out there so people can decide for themselves. What a novel idea. Let people decide for themselves. But these people like Amazon, Microsoft, and others, no, they want some scratch. In recent years, the world's most venerable libraries have played host to some of the most incongruous visitors. In dusty nooks and far-flung stacks, teams of workers dispatched by Google have been beavering away to make digital copies of books. So far, Google has scanned more than 10 million titles from libraries in America and Europe, including a 500,000 volumes held in Bodleian in Oxford. The exact method it uses is unclear. The company does not allow outsiders to observe the process. I would imagine, folks, just because I do graphic design, I know what OCR is. OCR basically scans in the words and then all of a sudden converts it into text. So you can scan a page that would normally just be a JPEG or a TIFF file, whatever, and it will translate it into actual text that you could use in a Word document. Okay, that's probably what they're doing. Why is Google undertaking such a venture so seemingly off-kilter with its snazzy high-tech image? Why is it even interested in all those out-of-print library books, most of which have been gathering dust on forgotten shelves for decades? The company claims its motives are essentially public-spirited. An overall mission, after all, is to organize the world's information, so it would be odd if that information did not include books. Like the ancient Egyptians who attempted to build a library at Alexandria containing all the known world scrolls, Google executives talk of constructing a universal online archive, a treasure trove of knowledge that will be freely available, or at least freely searchable, for all. And I hope it's more than freely searchable. I hope that these tyrants at Microsoft and Amazon go under and that Google wins this thing, because it needs to. Information should be open and free. That's why libraries exist. It's not like you go to a library and you join and it costs you an arm and a leg. No, it doesn't. Plus, libraries are only open at certain hours of the day. What if it's 3 a.m. on Christmas Eve and I have a hunkering for some, Greek mythology. I want to look into some Greek mythology. Google might afford me that opportunity, and I hope so. All right, I promised I'd go to your call, so let's hit them up. The call-in line is 512-646-1776 or 888-201-2244. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the line.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
About the big Obama rally. It's big news, the anti-Obama health scam rally right here in the capital of the Pink Take at the Pink Lady, the beautiful state capitol building of Texas. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of enthusiastic patriots and that was the most important story. Was that was just a little bit before the Clintonian lapdog Lloyd Doggett's big sermon and self-worshipping session at the church across the street. And incredibly, I got in. They allowed me in after I surrendered my three signs. You know, Ron Paul and pro peace and everything.
So they stopped. Well, let me just stop you for a second. So they stopped you and said, "Hey, these signs can't come in, but you can if
that's
you
right.
get rid of the signs."
They okay. let me in and. Kind of similarly to the Austin City Council meeting, they make me surrender my signs. Then they run in people with the pro-Obama signs. Those people, they can have signs. Total hoax. But anyway, I was allowed in, and then I was experienced physical threats, both inside and outside, because I also kind of snuck in one of those Joker posters on the back of my spiral notebook here, and let people see that, and people were seeing it and getting mad and reporting me. It was just incredible. There were only like...
So how did it turn out? I mean, did you reach anybody? Did you get kicked out of the event? What happened?
It came close to being kicked out, but incredibly, I lasted throughout the whole thing, and there were two other people, Kindred Spears, sitting right next to me, and one of them, she got up. She was angry when they ran in with their signs at the hypocrisy, because she had surrendered her sign also. And this old lady, elderly woman, they manhandled her and threw her out of the meeting.
And so, this is a town hall type meeting. This is really the supposed to.
But then again, they screamed when they first opened it up. This is not a town hall. It was a church thing. That was part of the psyops. They gave everybody who wanted to ask a question a form to fill out. Mm-hmm. So I surrendered personal information. Then nobody got to ask a question.
No one got to ask a question. Well, you know what? I thank you for the call, Ronnie. I've been watching a lot of these town hall type meetings. And for instance, one of the things that I talked about on Friday was the fact that somebody dared to try to ask another question than the one that was on the card. And the guy who was being asked immediately knew that was not the question on the card. So he stopped her and he said, look, you're going to ask the question on the card or you're not asking anything at all. And so, like a good little slave, she stopped her initial question and she read the question off the card. Way to be a sheep. You don't ask the question off the card. You ask the question that's in your heart, that's in your gut, that matters. Okay? The real question. Like, what is this? Is Congress going to take this plan? I mean, is this socialized healthcare? No, don't ask hardcore questions. Don't ask about the track, trace, and database system that they're putting into place through this bill. Don't ask about the people who don't want this health care, who are going to be taxed over the edge if they're not insured. Let's not ask hardcore questions. Let's just go along with it like it's the best thing since breakfast and applaud your public officials. And that's what they're supposed to be, public officials who answer to us. We the people. We the people. But there is no more we the people. I mean, if you were listening to Jones in the last hour where that cop blatantly says this is not America anymore and no, you can't have that picture of Obama. There is no free speech. And I'm going to charge you with trespassing, even though you're not. You need to understand we don't live in America anymore. At least that's how the authorities view it. We're their slaves. In fact, New York officer, I was right to tase mom in front of kids. This happened in Syracuse, New York. Let me tell you, Syracuse ain't that hard, folks. A sheriff's deputy said in an email that he made the right decision when he zapped a woman with a stun gun during a traffic stop in Syracuse suburb this year. A newspaper reported Sunday, Sean Andrews, in a message obtained by the Post Standard and published Sunday on his website, said the video taken from the dashboard on Onondaga County officers alone does not look good to public because the general public have difficulty putting themselves in the cop position. I need to get this video. I don't know if it's out on YouTube yet. But I need to get this video. But he says he was justified in using a taser on her. Andrews, 37, was suspended for 30 days after an administrative hearing on August 20th and could face further disciplinary action over the January 31st traffic stop in Salina. Well, I sure hope so. Tasing a woman in front of her children at a traffic stop? Look, if somebody's getting that out of line and you're a man and she's a woman, look, I know there are a bunch of people out there that'll hate me for this. But hey, you're a man. You're physically stronger than her. I'm not saying you should shove this woman or you should physically assault her. But if she's not complying and she is breaking the law and she's assaulting you, there's no reason for a taser. You're a guy. You got a little bit of boom right here. You know what I'm saying? Put her in cuffs. That's what you need to do. You don't need to pull out the taser any chance you get. So you can feel powerful. It's disgusting. It's sickening. So I do hope this guy loses his job. And if he assaulted her, I need to see this. Oh, it's up right now. All right. So we're watching it together for the very first time, folks, over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. She steps out of the car, or at least tries to. She's like, what's going on here? She's not posing much of a threat.
Again, said, show me the tape. Please show me the tape. He asked me to get back in the car, and then he pulled out his taser and said I was under arrest.
Oh, my
God.
Don't
do this in front of my kids. I got back in the car, and he said he wanted me back out of the car now. And I said, why am I under arrest? I've done nothing wrong. I wasn't speeding. I wasn't on my cell phone. He then yanked me out of the car.
Oh, my God.
And wanted me to go down, put my hands or lie. Pulled his taser out, and the first shot jolted me. And I was trying to get back in the car again because I was scared. And then he yanked me away again, and that's when he tased me, and I went down on the ground.
Oh, my God.
It felt like it was it was an electrical shock going through you, and I had no control.
Folks, she's in the middle of the road. I mean, this is obviously a small street, but look, he orders her back into the car. She never threatens him. She doesn't swing. She doesn't get belligerent with him. He's going to tase her in front of her two children. You have to see this video to respect what happens. In fact, I'm going to be posting this over at theinfowarrior.com. And then he has the nerve to say he was right to tase this woman. You're sick, dude. You need to be thrown in jail for what you just did. Okay, you tore a woman out of her car and then you tased her in front of her children. She's driving a station wagon. Okay, she ain't running crack cocaine and marijuana from the border of Mexico like your little cronies are, buddy. Okay? Disgusting. Simply disgusting. First time I watched it, I can't even believe it. What are you tasing this woman for? Why are you throwing her down in the middle of the road with her kids in the car, no less? I mean, does it make it slightly worse that her kids are in the car? Yes. Would it have made it okay if they weren't in the car? No. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line.
Oh, man. Well, I had two comments and a question, but now I'm kind of pissed off about what you just talked about, so maybe I can comment on that. All right, first two comments. I was reading an article last week saying that the U.S. is 15 years behind South Korea with broadband connection speed, saying that we only get 5 megabytes per second compared to 20.
Yeah.
You know? So obviously we're getting screwed somewhere down the line. Maybe all the stuff's hubbed over there. Is all the stuff hubbed over there in South Korea?
Well, South Korea has 20 megabytes a second, but places in Europe also have that too. So we may be behind them, but there are places in Europe that get the 20 megabytes a second also. And, you know, there are places in the United States that are over 5 megabytes a second as well. I think in New York there are some places that are 10 megabytes a second. What that tells me is that we are capping our bandwidth on purpose, and we could have a higher bandwidth, but they don't want to give us that yet. Look, this is all, most of it now anyway, is just digital transmissions of zeros and ones of binary code. I mean, if you look how far technology's come, they're now releasing wireless cell phone chargers that garner the energy somehow out of the air. Wireless energy. We could easily, you know, give the internet away for free with no monthly fees whatsoever over the airwaves, and it wouldn't cost them much at all. We could probably subsidize it with some government program, although I don't want the government that involved in the internet. It's an excuse to try to get us into internet too. I mean, are we really that far behind North Korea? No, our bandwidth speed is. We're not really that far behind them in, you know, internet technology or whatever. You know, it's ridiculous. What else you got for me?
Okay. When I was 11 years old, I was running around my front yard. I cut my foot on a sprinkler head that was cut. I went to the hospital. They gave me a tetanus shot. A few months later, I had appendicitis. I've never heard anybody link vaccines with appendicitis, but as I was reading some articles recently about what the appendix does, how it harvests bacteria, it's like a backup. And I know that these vaccines, they go in your gut.
You know what? I'd have to look into it. I don't know whether vaccines cause appendicitis or if there's any kind of link in there. You know, the next time I have somebody on the vaccine issue, I will ask if that could be a side effect. But I couldn't tell you, Eric. I'm just not that well versed. Now, I got to let you go. I got to jump. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. How you been?
Good.
Good. Jason, this is a website that would interest you if you haven't been to it yet. Medicalcountermeasures.gov.
Okay.
Medicalcountermeasures.gov. And will show, among other things, I'm sure, because I don't have a computer. I've never been on the internet, but I rely on you guys, on you good people here.
Okay.
600 million vaccinations were ordered more than a month ago. Just wanted to mention that to you.
Well, let me say this.
Orders.
I mean, when we talk about purchase orders for vaccines,
for
the United States, sure, but they're saying 4.9 billion worldwide. With 6 billion people. Hey, that's 5 out of every 6 people are supposed to take this shot. And then they're putting out false polls, sir, saying 2/3 of the United States is ready to roll up their sleeves and take these shots. Meanwhile, only a month and a half ago, those same polls, the headline was less than 30% likely to take swine flu shot. Mm-hmm. And then you read into the article, and it was 18%. It was less than 20%. Go ahead.
You're going to get lies and deception in this, because this whole thing is a lie and a deception. Now, when you look at everything above this flu pandemic and what's coming up here, this is not a test, nor is this any kind of drill, and it's not a feint. It's not there to evaluate our reactions preparatory to the actual operation. What's coming up now, imminently, is the actual operation. designed to kill, as Steve Quayle was told by his intelligence agency contacts in this country, 25 to 50 million people in the U.S., probably more, much more, because you know how they are.
Well, let me say this.
And millions more worldwide.
Listen, I will be shocked if this is a hard kill vaccine where you immediately see millions and millions of people dying. What I really think that this is going to be is a gradual infection of the populace. In other words, you inject, let's say they only inject 10 to 40 million people in the United States with this first shot. They're saying there's going to be 45 million of them. Well, give it a week, give it 2 weeks, give it 3 weeks. All of a sudden, people will start getting sick with this swine flu. So people who didn't roll up their sleeves will get sick from people who did roll up their sleeves. Those who have adverse reactions off the bat, yeah, they may die, but the media is going to play that down. It's a soft kill weapon. I may be wrong. I hope to God I'm right. And it's not beyond a soft kill weapon. But it's a eugenics program, man. They want you to take three of these things. They're going after pregnant women and children first. How sick are they? It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Men standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved?
Now, I'm not that up on the Lockerbie bombing, okay? From what I hear, it's a false flag event. The guy that they blamed didn't really do it. For those paying attention to the mainstream media, they released him last week, okay? Amidst all this controversy, even the mainline articles out there had all of these, 10 different questions. Why are we releasing this guy? If he killed all these people, if he was involved, why is he being released? Well, Jack Straw admits cave-in over Libyan Lockerbie bomber demands. Okay. Now, what's weird about this article is that this is out of the, The Telegraph. Okay. This is mainline media. But already on Fox News and MSNBC, I'm seeing the same headline, only it's Jack Straw denies cave in over Libyan Lockerbie bomber demands. So callers out there, if you can tell me about the Lockerbie incident, I'll give you a couple minutes, explain it to people because I'm not that hip to it. But obviously this guy must have been set up or they would have never let him go. If he really killed all those people on a plane, if he was involved, he's not going anywhere. The Justice Secretary said he originally wanted Abdest Ali Mohammed al-Maghlai omitted from the agreement, but relented and agreed the bomber should be eligible. He said the Libyans deserved something in return for giving up the nuclear weapons program, but vehemently denied striking a backdoor deal over Megrahi. Shortly after the reversal of the Britain stance, a multi-billion pound oil exploration deal began between Libya and BP. It got rubber stamped, folks. It just shows you how much power can corrupt and how absolute power corrupts absolutely. Let's be honest. The guy was probably a patsy. If he was involved, it was probably low level at best, but they let him go and he's freed after oil negotiations. Oil negotiations. Oh, they would never do anything for oil, Jason. That's not what 9/11 was about. Well, it was only about that partially. Yeah, they wanted those pipelines through Afghanistan into Iraq, the second largest oil-rich nation in the world, which we now dominate militarily. Hell yeah! That's how we do. We just take it, baby. Permanent bases. We tell you we're out of there. I mean, the mainstream media 2 months ago hyped up the fact we were out of Iraq. We ain't out of Iraq! The official plan says 50,000 soldiers, non-combat troops, because, you know, those guys that are there, they don't carry guns and weapons, and they don't shoot people. No. 50,000 by the end of 2011, right in time for an election year. Meanwhile, Barack Obama gets up 2 weeks ago and he says the Afghan war is worth fighting. We need to dedicate even more people to this Afghanistan conflict. It's so important that we win there. No, it's so important that we stay dominant there so we can keep dealing smack. We are smack dealers. So don't cry to me when your kid gets hooked on H and try to blame some scumbag drug dealer that lives down the corner. No, the real scumbag drug dealers are the ones running black ops in other nations. They're the ones that got caught in the Iran-Contra scandal dealing the drugs. And they still deal those drugs. How does it happen that while the Taliban's in power, and still literally a U.S. puppet at that point, but, you know, they're trying to cut a couple of the strings, be their own little puppet, they're producing about 10% of the world's opium at that point. We come in, guns blazing, shooting people. Where's Bin Laden? Where's Bin Laden? They weren't looking for Bin Laden. When teams found Bin Laden, they said, no, you can't bomb there. No, you can't go into that cave. No. And now what are we at? Well, just a year after the attacks, we were up to 80%. And when I mean we, Afghanistan, was producing 80% of the world's opium. Now it's well over 90%. And they just come out and openly admit that they have to guard the poppy fields, supposedly against the warlords. Against the warlords. No, we make deals with warlords. It's open information. We make the deals with the warlords. We're the ones that support this. We're the ones dealing the smack. And we better come to a realization that that's the true paradigm. Folks, we'll be back with your calls after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. And you can go over to Infowars and you can watch that video posted about a month ago of that woman being tased.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right.
clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution.
All right, folks, we are back. I'm just going to get this one right out of the way.
Sacrifice and
the coroner officially rules Michael Jackson death a homicide.
Love many, trust few.
Now, why am I covering this?
And don't be late.
Yeah! Well, I'm covering it because the mainstream media is going to milk this cow to death. We are going to see just some of the most blatant propaganda on every station. They're going to focus on this as though it's as important as cap and trade, or as though it's as important as the health care bill, or as important as the Give Act. In fact, those don't get as much play as they should. This is going to get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times the play. Now, I'm not saying I know what happened to this guy. I'm not saying I give a damn. I don't care. If he was murdered, great. I'll get into it 10 years from now when there's more evidence around and blah, 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 blah. Who cares if Michael Jackson was murdered? He's a pop singer, okay, and a rather odd one at that. Possibly a child molester. I don't know if it went that far. I know he was beyond bizarre, folks. But with them ruling this a murder, this gives them a perfect cover for all the garbage Fox News shows and the MSNBC trash and CNN, Headline News, ABC, NBC, regular Fox television, all those programs to really focus in on Michael Jackson's murder trial. Because you know they're going to bring up some of these doctors because of this propofol. Look, I don't know if the guy was murdered. And again, I don't really care. What I care about is the fact that the media is going to jump all over this. It wasn't bad enough that we were just immersed in Jackson's death for the past 2 months, and it was on every single network almost 24 hours. This is going to be bigger than the Anna Nicole Smith death, okay? And it just gives them an excuse to have talking points about Johnny Nonsense and pop stars instead of what's really going on in this country, how the economy is tanking and people are desperate, how people are losing their jobs every single day. All right, let's continue with the calls. Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Good to talk to you again. About the MySpace issues recently, they've been obviously censoring the Obama Joker posters as well as some other things similar. Mm-hmm. I started the chapter of We Are Change in my city, and I had some weird goings on with MySpace myself. My add me contact button went randomly missing, and as I don't usually look for my own add me button, obviously, I didn't notice it for what seems to be probably a couple of months at least. I'm online, and I usually get, friend requests.
Well, Mark, I'm sure that you were sending out subversive material via bulletins, and they just can't have that on MySpace. Everything needs to be regulated. This isn't a free country, just like that cop said. America's over, baby.
Well, how dare I disseminate truthful information. And that video is one of the most disgusting abuses of power I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because unless people actually saw it, they can't appreciate it. I mean, this mom is in a winter jacket. She's in a little minivan, a station wagon with her children. I didn't even see her throw up her arms. Did you?
No, there was no resistance whatsoever. As a matter of fact, that she looked like, if anything, she was trying to, obey his orders, and all of a sudden, it back in the car. Oh, you're back in the car. I'm going to yank you back out of the car. What was that about?
Yeah, she's like, I'm getting out of the car. Okay, now get out of the car. No, get back in the car. And then she gets back in the car, and then it's, no, I'm going to pull you out of there. You'd think that this woman was strapped with an Uzi, I mean, this guy, and I'm looking at it right now. He's probably a good, foot and a half taller than this woman. You can tell she's a short lady because her head barely goes up above the car door. Okay? Barely goes up above the car door. His head is clearly well over the car door. Like I said, you're a man. You're apprehending a woman. If she's out of line, cuff her. There's no reason to shoot her up with 100,000 volts or 50,000 volts or any of that garbage. Mark, keep up the great work on the MySpace. I know you can keep reaching people even with all this censorship. We're going to continue to go to your calls on the other side. Actually, are we coming up on a break here at the 5 after? We are. All right, there it is right there. We're going to continue to go to your calls, and then I want to talk about this. Pakistani reality TV contestant drowns while performing challenge. Really speaks to the culture that we're so obsessed with this reality TV that we're willing to give up our lives for 15 minutes of fame. Back after this, it's the Info Warrior.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This next article really speaks to the vanity of a culture that has gone worldwide. It's so embedded in ourselves to want to be famous, to want to be noticed, that now people are willing to do anything, anything, to have their little moment in the sun on television, as if television is our new god. Okay? Pakistan. Okay, most people think, oh, I'm on a television show, everything's going to be safe, nothing bad could possibly happen to me. Well, starting with shows like Fear Factor, where you're doing these incredible stunts, and, you know, it's been off the air for some years now, but I want to say that started in the late 90s, maybe 2000, 2001. I mean, people were doing some hardcore stuff there, and this was bound to happen eventually. You would think that there would have been someone there actually, like, ready and waiting to save somebody in this case. Let me tell you what this person was doing. A contestant on a Pakistani reality TV show drowned while performing a challenge for the program, a spokeswoman for the show's sponsor said Sunday. And I'm going to guess these people are beyond being sued. This guy probably signed his life away on the dotted line, literally. Literally, folks. I mean, was it worth, what was the prize in this? Was it worth giving up your life for? Pakistani contestant Saeed Khan, 32, was swimming across a lake while wearing a 15-pound backpack when he called for help and then disappeared underwater, according to Farish Aslam, information officer of the Unovel Pakistan, the show's sponsor. Horrified co-contestants and crew rushed to try to save him, but could not find him in the murky waters of the lake in the Thai capital of Bangkok, where the show was being filmed. So, I mean, people are willing to literally give up their lives. Forget about their dignity. That's long gone. Long, 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 long gone. Your dignity. I mean, with shows like The Bachelor being mainstream, where a literal whore sits up there and goes through 40 different dudes, and then the offshoots of that are even worse. You got man whores running around like Bret Michaels and Flavor Flav. Who would want to have sexual relations with a 5 foot one like gremlin? I don't know. But apparently they're in abundance. They're not really in abundance. What they want is that love affair with the camera. They want to be on the camera. They're willing to do anything. Forget about selling their soul. They're ready to sell every ounce of their being beyond their body, beyond their soul. I mean, they'd give anything to be famous. And that's what this culture has now seeped through internationally. Again, as we become more geared towards Eastern philosophies of one-child policies, of government tyranny, of police states, these Eastern cultures are westernized into thinking it's cool to wear blue jeans, drink Coca-Cola, and do crazy things for fame's sake. I mean, even the movie Slumdog Millionaire, which I loved. I thought Slumdog Millionaire was awesome. What's it about? It's about a contestant on a TV show that is based on an American TV show who wants to be a millionaire. And as he gets too close to the $1 million, he gets tortured. So it's rigged from the beginning. I mean, it's ridiculous. I really love the movie. I don't want to diss the movie. I actually encourage people to go check it out. But it's just another example of how, I mean, they call that place now Bollywood. Bollywood is the new place where all these, I guess Hollywood type productions are happening in India. A lot of people in Europe are shooting there, and obviously things in Pakistan and India are all shooting there as well. But it shows how this Hollywood type culture, and folks, there's nothing more vile to me than Los Angeles. I can't stand it. Okay, I spent some time in Hollywood. I spent some time in LA. The scum of the earth. Disgusting people. And you know, I have an article here to really show you how disgusting they are. This happens all the time. I'm kind of surprised that I saw this in print. Former Playmate claims she was fired from Entourage for refusing sexual advances. Happens all the time, folks, but they printed this one. Former Playmate claims she was fired from Entourage for refusing sexual advances. Ariana Vorinia was once a Playboy Playmate in a regular on Adult Swim. She said that she had never received the treatment that she did at HBO's Entourage. And that the guys who, I guess the actors were just like, hey, what are you doing later? Hey, where are you going later? And when she was like, well, I'm not hanging out with you later. Oh, we don't have room for you in the scene. You're out. Hollywood really works that way. Okay. It is a bunch of predatory scumbags who are willing to do anything to get to the top. And they don't care about using people because people are disposable. It's really a microcosm, not only for the rest of society, but for how the elite treat us as their slaves, as their minions, as their pets. And when you get a little power in Hollywood, you're a big time actor, you're a big time producer, you can snap your fingers and have a hot chick by your side in moments. Yeah, they're going to fire somebody that's not going to go back to their trailer. That's how things work. That's the reality of the situation. We don't live in a vanilla, cookie cutter, rainbows and unicorns world, folks. It's a tough time out there sometimes. All right, we're going to continue with your calls, 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. Chris in Tennessee. Chris, you're up.
Hey, Jason, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Okay, I was going to call in and just give you praises for all the great work you're doing there, but while I was on hold, you did the taser story, and I saw something last night I thought you may be interested in.
Okay.
So I'm at my fiance's apartment, and it's about 9 p.m., and a police officer lives next door. And I hear this noise in which instinctively from the videos I've seen, I know it's a taser.
Right.
And so I look out the window, and he's out behind the apartment complex in a field, and he's demoing a taser for some reason. I have no idea if the department got new ones, but this is just out in the open for everybody to see. And he's repeatedly shooting his taser off, and I thought you may be interested in that.
So where was he? Was he shooting it at like targets, or what was he shooting?
He had no target set up. I found that odd, but he was standing there practicing his stance and, like, you know, just, you know, practicing, I guess, for some reason, but it was out in the open where everybody could see it, and there's children, you know, there and families. Granted, it was 9 p.m. at night, but I don't know what the point was of this.
No, there probably wasn't a point, sir. He was probably just had a few too many to drink, and he wanted to try out his new power toy, you know?
Yeah, that's
it's sick. And you know what? That's even a smaller level to what's coming. I don't know if you know about the X-Rep taser. Have you heard about this?
I read some articles on InfoWars about the new taser they're supposed to be getting.
Well, there's a taser that is literally a shotgun shell. In other words, if you have a 12-gauge shotgun, you go get this thing, and it has a collapsible glass mechanism, and it's wireless. It shoots 30 yards. Let me repeat that. 30 yards consistently. In other words, you can take a nice shot 30 yards away, boom, it hits somebody, it collapses, and it's 100,000 volts. It'll take you out in a second. And that's what the future of tasing is going to be. Someone shooting you with a high-powered shotgun with a wireless taser. It just gets crazier. I thank you for the call and the commendations, Chris. Let's go to someone in Maryland. Someone, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Am I here? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Basically, what I wanted to say, I wanted to bring it back to the NWO.
Okay.
And I want the American people to understand this is like a bad relationship. It's just like when you look at your federal government, that's supposed to be your husband, and the American people is the wife, and your husband becomes very violent and very, you know, towards you.
Mm-hmm. And we just keep saying that they can change and make excuses for them. We just keep accepting the abuse and hiding the scars.
Abuse. You are a victim. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get out, you can lose your life. And this is how serious this is. So the American people need to understand that at this point in time, we need to gather up and get out. Mm-hmm. Because right now, he's not changing his mind. His mind is set. He's going to do what he has to do to us.
Yeah, but how do we get out, sir? My question is, it's not like, it's different in an abusive relationship in the fact that if you finally come to terms that you're in an actual one-on-one abusive relationship, you can pack your stuff up and go. But the New World Order is a global system. I mean, it's not like I can just take off to Switzerland. I can't go to Europe.
Well, we understand it's global. Mm-hmm. And what need to be understood is, do you like your liberty? Do you like your freedom?
I mean, it's all I've got. I think it's all a lot of people have. I don't have much money in the bank, you know.
Okay.
All's that's left. Go ahead.
When it comes down to that, you and I both know it's time for separation. It's time for, you know, a multiple of things to happen. And American people need to make their minds up.
Well, you know what?
You're going to have to come off of things that you don't want to let go. You're going to have to let family go that you don't want to let go. Mm-hmm. How much does this mean to you?
No, I agree. Well, let me put it this way. I really enjoyed Larry Flint's latest article where he really talked about the situation. He even referenced the New World Order, and I thank you for the call. But at the same time, he said we have to take the big corporate money out of lobbying. We have to make this a country for and by the people again. We have to actually have checks and balances. He took it a step further, and he even quoted Thomas Jefferson that for liberty to prevail, the street must run with the blood of patriots and tyrants alike, must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants alike. But what he was calling for, in essence, was a national strike. Mr. Flint, keep calling for that national strike. Keep the wheels turning. Keep trying to get people involved, because I think that could have an impact, could have an effect. But we need somebody big enough, even bigger than Larry Flint, to promote such an idea, to break through the mainstream media silence so that we could take on these corporate overlords, these masters of the Invisible Empire. And you know, we'll play that trailer. If you haven't seen the Invisible Empire trailer yet, folks, you know, hopefully you're in for a treat. Hopefully you're digging it. Over 50,000 views on YouTube. And that and the presidency of Barack Obama, Fall of the Republic, are the subject of my latest blog over at theinfowarrior.com, showing you how the most popular documentary filmmaker in the world, Michael Moore, ain't got nothing on InfoWars. You know, they got to take out big advertisements to even get in our league. Our websites are 10 times more popular than MichaelMoore.com. That's because people are waking up and they're sick of this leftist crap. It's a false left-right paradigm, folks, and I'm the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water, right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. The beginning. Watch what you think, they can reach your mind.
I briefly covered this on the Alex Jones Show on Friday with Bob Chapman. And Chapman had said, Frank says House will likely approve audit of the Federal Reserve bill, but he's saying it won't happen until October. Until October. Folks, that's much too late and very bad for the original bill, because they'll just take out all the provisions that actually do something and, you know, pass this bill that has none of the meat and potatoes of the actual audit of the Federal Reserve, all these separate regulations and rules, and really just eviscerate what Ron Paul has tried to do. I'm only following up on it because now it is starting to make the mainline media. I'm looking at a Reuters article here. I'm looking at a Fox News article here. They're actually talking about the Federal Reserve audit. Now, I'm not sure if they go through 1207. Most of them don't actually have the bill number here. See, they don't want people to read 1207. They don't want people to go to the bill and say, wow, this is a good idea. I need to get behind this too. But it's such a big issue that, you know, mainline media personnel are asking questions about it to people like Barney Frank, to people like Geithner. We played that clip. Geithner just sits there and lies through his teeth and says, oh, we don't want this to get political, and Congress already has oversight. Please, folks, Congress has almost zero oversight over the Federal Reserve, or we wouldn't have this bill. Ron Paul would know where the money went. When Bernie Sanders, the only independent in the Senate, asked the question of Bernanke, who got the money? Tell me who got the money. Bernanke wouldn't just be able to go, no, no. But that's the country we live in. You know, Jones says it best, you know, land of the coward, home of the slave. And that's how we treat ourselves. Until we start treating ourselves better and standing up and saying no and becoming activists on every single level. Look, if the healthcare bill is not your thing and you don't want to go to these town hall meetings, great. Do something on cap and trade. Okay. Do something on 9/11 truth. 9/11 is just around the corner. They're about to propagate big time for national service. This is going to be the coming out party for City Year and AmeriCorps. They've actually made it a holiday. It is the National Day of Civil Service, September 11th, 2001 is what they're piggybacking on. So September 11, 2009 will be the first day of national service when people in red jackets will come knock at your door and say, give to AmeriCorps. Join City Year. Give a year of your life for free. Join the new Socialist Party. And it's not even socialism. It's fascism on another level. All right, let's continue with the calls. Philip in Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Do you have time for two questions? Or
Let's do it. Let's see what I got. I got a couple minutes. Maybe I'll hold you over. Go ahead.
Okay, so a quick question is, I remember the Michael Jackson thing happening at the same time that the Clean Air Bill was being passed through.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking, you know, could the two be related? You know, they're talking about, could it be murder, but could they have done it on purpose to glaze over what was happening that was important?
You know, that's always a possibility. Either way, it works out for the establishment, because it does distract people away from the major issues like healthcare reform, cap and trade, the Give Act, everything else this administration is going to do. And now I think it helps them even further that it has been declared a murder, because now we will see all these show trials accusing Jackson's doctors of murdering him when this guy essentially was a billionaire who could have anything he wanted. Yes, he ended up having some financial troubles at the end, and he was having to give up Neverland Ranch. But when you reach that level of success, that level of, you know, just having whatever you want, whenever you want it, do we really have to look at these doctors and say they're the ones that murdered him? Maybe they did, but it works as a distraction for the rest of us, because that's what the mainstream media is going to focus on. CNN's going to focus on it. Greta Van Strussen, it's going to be all over the place. All the trash on, you know, ET and The Insider. But that's going to spill over into Wolf Blitzer and these supposed establishment shows. While we won't get the real, we almost never get the real news. But they'll have to focus on the issues less and less and less, because people are so into celebrity. They're so into fame that this is really, I fear this. You know, I can see True TV showing the entire trial, having record numbers of watchers. It's going to be great for their viewership. You know, I just see it as a distraction. I don't know if they murdered him. I've had some people post some stuff on my MySpace where they thought that Michael Jackson was going to come out against the Illuminati and his, you know, recent song, They Don't Really Care About Us, was all about the power elite and how they were going to kill us all and they don't care for us. I mean, that's a possibility. I don't know Michael Jackson well enough to know whether that's the truth or not. And I don't know the facts well enough to care whether he was murdered or not. All I know is that that's going to be the focus of the mainstream establishment for the next 6 to 12 months. Hold over. I'll let you ask your second question. We're going to go to Ted, Steve, James, and more on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burbus. We're going to continue to take your calls. We're going to go back to Philip in Canada in just a moment. We're going to play the Invisible Empire trailer. And a lot of people are sending me articles claiming that the new healthcare bill has a subsection about chipping human beings in it. Now, people are listing it off. I need the bill in front of me. If somebody can IM me or email me or Facebook or MySpace me a link to the actual bill and, you know, in a PDF type format, I will search and see if that subsection is for real, is legit, is in the bill, and we will report on it. I just don't want to report any misinformation. I don't know. I know that somebody made a comment on some kind of a track trace database system based on the healthcare issue. It might have even been Biden. I'm not sure. But I do not know whether or not that's actually in the legislation. It's a possibility. These guys are going for broke. All right, Philip, what else you got for me?
Okay, so my second question is a little bit more complicated, and it has to do with pretty much everything. There is the two things going on, the consolidation of power and the corruption, but there's also Codex Alimentarius and them trying to, you know, destroy most of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tough question. It's one that's been rattling in my brain for a while because it's really difficult. It's not about trying to make the nice choices, but I think I've heard you say you've seen Idiocracy by Mike Judge before. Is that
sure.
right?
Sure. Absolutely seen it. Many
now,
times
that seems absolutely correct to me. That seems to be what's going on. And,
you know,
there's a philosopher who talks about that, and it almost seems like they're trying to also just chop off the arms to save body kind of a thing. Like they're trying to, they've seen the runaway that society's become, and also what you were talking about earlier, the fact that no one really seems to care about anyone anymore.
No,
and
they don't.
It's almost like it's because there's so many people, we'd all see each other as insignificant.
Well, you know, I think it's more than that. I think it's the erosion of the family. It's the fact that, you know, one in two marriages fails at this point. Things aren't worth saving. We live these we want to live rock and roll lifestyles, you know. It's not enough to just marry your high school sweetheart. No, you got to cheat on her with the neighbor. You know what I mean? I mean, people want so much more. They idolize people who are not good people. They idolize people with just moral degradation all around them. They idolize people who don't take care of their children. I mean, you look at some of these rappers, for instance, you know, and I think Public Enemy has done some great work in the past. You know, I was ragging on Flavor Flav earlier, but let me rag on him a little bit more. I went and saw him about 2 years ago at Rock the Bells. And what did he do? He had his kids, like 4 or 5 kids up on stage with him. He don't even take care of his kids. I think there were 2 different baby mamas, 5 different children. Those aren't even all of his children. And he gets a TV show. He's idolized. I mean, when you talk about Codex Alimentarius, yes, they are trying to regulate what we can put into our bodies. Why is that? It seems to me they do think that there are too many people on the planet and they do want to depopulate us. But I don't know if that's going to be hard line. You know, like we had that caller earlier say 40 to 50 million people are going to die in the United States from this swine flu vaccine. I tend to think they're going to take the more incremental approach because that's what they usually take. Now, I understand people out there that want to go off the handle and want to fearmonger a little bit for ratings and say, you know, this is definitely going to happen. I've got inside information. This virus is definitely from a lab and there are different types of it. I stick to what I can prove. And I look at the modus operandi of these people and how they gradually, you know, they do the frog in the boiling pot. So, you know, if they don't get Codex ultimately passed, it's already supposed to be in place at the end of the year. And then by 2012, I guess there are even more regulations due to Codex. But if they were to able to get through, you know, all those types of regulations that they want with Codex by 2020, that would probably be fine with the majority of them. If they were, you know, instead of getting this depopulation program that they have such a hard on for done by 2015 or 2020, if they're able to do it by 2050, the majority of these elites will go along with it. And I think that that's the thing. We have to be aware of what's really going on. We have to get the right information and then we have to be organized enough where we can share that information with others so we can go to a town hall meeting. And if this, you know, is in the legislation, this healthcare bill that some people are going to have to be chipped, you know, that should be topic number one. That should be the numero uno issue of this thing, if that's the case. Go ahead.
But in general, do you think we're not running ourselves into a brick wall? Because while we're not completely overrun right now, the population growth is still exponential, and it's getting crazier and crazier.
Look.
Do you not think that
no, I don't think, listen, I do not think that our limit is 10 billion people. I don't think our limit is 20 billion people. I think we could probably have 30 billion people on this planet. I mean, we could literally take the 6 billion people we have now, multiply it by 5, and guess what? We could all still live. You know, we're not going to start dying or breeding disease all over the place, and there won't be not enough resources. Look, we got large deserts that we could house people and ship in food. We've got large forests that we could, you know, again, build infrastructure and have people live there. You know, I live in communities, at least throughout my life, that have plenty of room for others. I mean, I rent a place in New York that has 40 acres on it, okay? You know what? Who lives in that 40 acres? Me, my 2 roommates, and my dogs sometimes. I'm pretty sure I could share that with other people if I had to. And the elite have so much land. Look, I went up to Hearst Castle, right? Hearst Castle is about, I think, altogether, something like 400 or 500 acres where nobody lives but some of the staff and some zoo animals. To me, it's all hype that we are getting too big too quick, okay? I don't think that this exponential population growth warrants, you know, depopulation programs. I really don't believe that. I think that that's their propaganda to try to lessen human life and make you feel more and more insignificant while you're more and more distracted by all this fame and this propaganda about looking a certain way and acting cool and being for this and that. And I think that's another form of mind control when they try to tell you, look, if we don't do something about this population program, if we don't implement one-child policies, the earth is going to go out of whack. Well, let me say this. There was a time on this planet when there was 500 million people, a billion people, and they kept saying, well, we can't double, we can't triple. You look at this eco-science book. I think when Holdren did it in the 70s, the population was somewhere between 3.5 and 4 billion, and they said if it ever hit 6 billion, we'd be in big trouble. We ain't in big trouble. You know, they have to hype this up also. People like Ted Turner love to use it and say, hey, you know, there's too many people doing too many things, and that's why we have global warming. Meanwhile, I have an article here, and remember, global warming, when I was a kid, it was all about chlorofluorocarbons, right? Well, now they're trying to say that laughing gas, in other words, nitrous oxide, is the biggest threat to the ozone layer. It's not CFCs anymore. It's like they'll say anything to fearmonger that we're killing the planet. And then what are they going to do to save the planet? Well, they don't have any programs other than to tax the hell out of individuals and give corporate welfare to big businesses. I thank you for the call, Philip. I hope you don't fall for the propaganda, my man. All right. I told you I would play the Invisible Empire trailer. And, for those that have not seen this, you know, it's only a 4-minute piece. It's just a quick glimpse into my film. It doesn't show you any of the interviews that we're doing or, you know, a lot of the in-depth research that I've done. But I really felt like I needed a feel, you know, from start to finish so you can get an idea of what this movie is going to be about. It's going to be about the history of the terminology New World Order and the organizations that surround that term, the people that use it. And what they've been after. And if you look at throughout history when that term is used, it basically means some kind of a tyrannical dictator ruling over your lives, a consolidation of power, whether it's Napoleon talking about it or Hitler talking about it or even Woodrow Wilson trying to bring in a new world order through the League of Nations. It's about the establishment coming to the top, the apex of the pyramid, and crushing the slave class, the serf class that they seem to think we are. They think we're their slaves. All right, hit the clip.
Nazi forces seek to establish systems of government based on the regimentation of all human beings by a handful of individual rulers who seize power by force.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society.
And the hope that each of us has to build a new world order.
A new world order is coming into being, but it looks less and less like the world order that Mr. Kissinger had constructed in his own mind.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
What is the Bohemian Grove? Well, it's a kind of summer camp for the powerful.
Among its members, political figures like Gerald Ford, President Reagan, Vice President Bush, Richard Nixon is a Bohemian. Each year, guests like Henry Kissinger or Zbigniew Brzezinski address members on their areas of expertise.
Be a poster child for these people because you have served on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, you started, helped start the Trilateral Commission, and you've been to the Bilderberger groups.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
I don't believe in this notion of some sort of secret societies controlling people. But, of course, in any political system, there are sort of over-the-table and under-the-table arrangements.
It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine.
By the military-industrial complex.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
We can find meaning and reward by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose, the illumination of 1,000 points of light.
No expenditure is questioned, No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. The quest for the new world order is in part a challenge to keep the dangers of disorder at bay.
We were interested today to hear that more than 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico are having microchips implanted in their arms. The chips allow a person to be scanned, sort of like a cereal box at the supermarket checkout.
I think the most important thing is for Barack Obama.
I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created.
I think the new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not order.
I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
All right, folks, it drops February 2010. I'm really just so psyched to get this out there. I'm working hard on the film, and, you know, I hope it gets out there. I want people to understand this is their term. This is their grand plan for us, okay? This is what they want. You know, when you see Kissinger trying to promote a new world order in the 70s, right up until today in 2009, shouldn't you think to yourself, man, he's still promoting this idea, and he is not the only one. And again, I'm going to show you so many people who use this term, people like Hans Blix, you know, somebody who's supposed to be on our side, the UN weapons inspector that said Iraq didn't have weapons of mass destruction. He's actually pro Bush's 1990s version of a new world order. Okay, we're going to show you Wesley Clark talking about a new world order. We're going to show you John Kerry using the terminology New World Order. Cornel West, you know, this establishment leader that's so into Barack Obama being president. Give me a break, Cornel. You know, he's just another puppet of the establishment. Is it some kind of a victory that we have a black member of the establishment? No, it's not a victory, okay? It's not a victory. It would have been a victory if we got somebody like Cynthia McKinney in there. It's not a victory at all when we have somebody who is so slick, so well-spoken, out in front of America, just lying through his teeth to them. I mean, he'll literally talk about the death panels. He'll tell you they just don't exist, that that's just totally a lie. It's made up. And then you read the legislation, and it does exist. All right, let's continue with the calls. Ted in Texas. Ted, you are on the line, sir.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoyed listening to that preview of your movie. It sounded very interesting. All those voices from the past. Wow, you must have done a lot of hardcore editing there and stuff.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Yeah. Go check it out on YouTube. It looks even better than it sounds, I promise you. What else you got for me, Ted?
Lockerbie?
Yes.
Or the guy that they just let him go. Mm-hmm. Well, they had, since they were talking about it in the newspaper so much, they had pictures from back then, and you could actually see wreckage of a plane. You could see the big, the front of the plane, the nose mm-hmm. cone in the cabin.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking to myself, you know, how come we never saw pictures like that for all the stuff from 9/11, you know?
Yeah, why is it that plane goes down in Lockerbie, leaves a huge gash on the ground? Even with that huge gash, there's parts of wings, a huge part of the cockpit, the nose cone, like you said. The entire cockpit is almost intact. Yet, on 9/11, magically, Flight 93 went into a soft dirt pile, or so they tell us, and there's just no wreckage whatsoever. There's a wheel. You get to see a wheel, sir, and then 8 miles of wreckage and a lot of the debunkers will say, oh, there wasn't 8 miles strewn of wreckage. That's a lie. If you look into it, it's 8 miles on Google Maps, but if you actually go to Indian Lake, it's only 1 or 2 miles away. No, they found wreckage from supposedly Flight 93, but they found wreckage over a mountain range in New Baltimore, 8 miles away. That's what the debunkers don't want to tell you. And, you know, there's that one video where you kind of get more of a look, not just of that open field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where there's obviously no plane that day. And you can see that something might have happened. There's some, you know, some debris strewn about, but nothing bigger than maybe a phone book. That's what the news reporter says, and she's right. There's nothing there. So what really did happen to Flight 93?
You know, all you got left there is a hole for, you know, a big jet airplane.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up, because National Geographic is about to probably do another big hit piece on 9/11 Truth. That's coming up tomorrow at 9 p.m., you know, I thought it was on tonight, so I thought I was going to miss some of it and going to have to tape it and watch it later tonight. But I might watch the entire thing tomorrow evening and maybe give a report on the Alex Jones show of the propaganda that they spew, because all of these, they always nitpick. They always want to talk about the cell phones and try to disprove those, even though the CBC in Canada, the mainline network there, they did a special on us and 9/11 Truth about 2 years ago now, and they had to admit that cell phones do not work at 30,000 feet. They don't even work at 15,000 feet. They were rather sympathetic, but I don't know if we're going to get that in the United States. Apparently, the Discovery Channel is also going to be airing one of these documentaries on September 10th, so get ready for the propaganda. I thank you for the call, Ted. Great points. I mean, yeah, this Lockerbie crash, there's a plane there. In fact, every other plane crash I've seen, guess what? There's a plane. So you can't tell me that a 757 or a 767 went down in an open field and there's no tail section, there's no wing section, there's no cockpit, there's no fire. What's going on? Yet we're the suckers who buy into it. And if people like me speak up and shout there's no plane there, I'm the nut job. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes. Back after this, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
I'm on the outside, I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors. Inside you're ugly like me. I can see through you, see through the real.
All right, I'm going to continue to take your calls, and then on the other side, I'm going to read this again because it was just so powerful. Common Sense 2009 by Larry Flint. I really think he hit the nail on the head and really went further than just about any other mainline establishment figure out there. And we know that Hustler has been, you know, you could say what you want about Hustler magazine. I'm not saying I'm pro-pornography. Personally, I think what you do in your bedroom is your own business. But this man has published 9/11 truth articles that are fair. This man was the only person who would tackle the fact that there is video of Timothy McVeigh on military bases after he was officially out of the military. Okay, this guy did it. And he is a champion of free speech. He got shot for it. He's in a chair because of it. And that's the bottom line. Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the line.
Good afternoon, Jason. Hey, first of all, I wanted to say, don't go laughing too much. You were talking earlier about nitrous oxide, because before you know it, what they're going to be doing is taxing you by the lap in relation to the carbon tax, because all the carbon dioxide you're going to expend from laughing. See,
I wish that
go.
Wasn't
you're
funny, but it is funny because it's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what they'll end up doing. A few things I just want to cover real quickly. First of all, you mentioned earlier about Jenna Bush going to work for the Today Show. If I recollect correctly, isn't this the same Bush daughter that was used to set up a member of We Are Change in New York City, who was then assaulted by a guy with a girl in a wheelchair and falsely charged for assaulting her?
Not only that, but if you look at it, first of all, she's an accomplished author, and that was one of the books. She'd done a children's book, and they had this promotional tour, and yes, it is the same daughter. And what's crazy about that is not only did they have the Secret Service and the local police, the New York City cops, testify against German Gary Tallis, but they had the girl in a wheelchair go and testify. First of all, she's in a wheelchair. They had her in a Girl Scout uniform with a puppy. And they still lost. You can't make this stuff up. They tried to set this guy up every which way from Sunday. They had no video evidence, no evidence whatsoever. And they knew that the guys at We Are Change knew the deck was stacked against them. Thank God, you know, justice prevailed in that one case. They couldn't even convict him of something he didn't do with a girl in a wheelchair with a puppy in a Girl Scout uniform. I mean, that's over the top. Oh, with a mild form of cerebral palsy, by the way. I mean, wow.
Go with the establishment rewarding a good little puppet for playing her part and setting up a guy that's for truth. Mm-hmm. The second thing I wanted to mention, I want to cover something about the swine flu real quick. First of all, I wanted to say, you mentioned Facebook earlier and their new policy. You must be really busy, because this has been out for at least 6 months now. Yeah, what they've said is that you can go on their site, and a bunch of people with Facebook actually came up with a movement against this. They have a policy where now, instead of when you delete your profile, they delete all your information. Now they're saying they keep everything you've put on there. It becomes their property, and they're to use at their discretion any way they please.
No, I remember that, because I did cover that again, but I want to say it was last week. There was a Reuters headline in the thing, and it said that they had changed their policy again. This one's more recent. I'm going to have to look into it, but I do know what you're talking about. But people revolted, and apparently they backed down from that. I don't know if they backed down or they only backed down for a little while, and that's what this new policy change is. What else you got for me, Steve?
Okay, real quick. On the swine flu, there's a site, if you go to, it's MSNBC, but there's this person on there who calls herself Dr. Nancy. And I actually saved this in my favorites from back like in April, where she interviews these people on there that are nurses and doctors, etc. But one thing they said on there was that the CDC, or the WHO, the World Health Organization, was projecting 2
billion people to die worldwide from the swine flu.
Wow, one-third of the population. Incredible. Thank you so much for the call, Stephen. I don't think one-third of the population is going away because of the swine flu. I don't even think one-third of the population is going to go away if they inject us with poison, folks. But that's just my opinion. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Direct to you and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. Working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something.
You know, while we're covering all these doomsday scenarios, this one's out of the Telegraph. I couldn't believe this headline, but this is the kind of crap that they spew. Spacecraft capable of saving the world from a catastrophic asteroid collision has been designed by British space scientists. Now, I know there's a bunch of you out there clapping and applauding that the Armageddon-type scenario has finally been taken care of. Yes, we won't have to send Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck on an asteroid to destroy it. We've got an aircraft. But come on, folks. I mean, give me a break. I mean, are we that worried about catastrophic asteroid collisions? You would think that we should have a surface-to-air missile that could take these things outside of our atmosphere. Wouldn't you think that, Hoosh? I mean, wouldn't you think that that would be the way to go? Not some kind of crazy spacecraft that's going to blow things up that are going to hurt us? Heroic missions to stop life on Earth from being wiped out by an asteroid have become a favorite theme for Hollywood disaster films. Now a team of British engineers have designed a real-life spacecraft to save the world from destruction. The invention, called the Gravity Tractor, would be deployed when an orbiting rock is detected on a collision course with Earth. The spacecraft would intercept the asteroid and position itself to fly alongside it just 160 feet from its surface. From this position, a 10-ton craft is able to exert a small gravitational force on the rock, pulling the asteroid towards it. By gradually modifying its course over several years, the gravity tractor is able to slowly shift the asteroid's trajectory enough to ensure that it misses Earth. You know, if we're going to have a Star Wars program, if we're going to have all these space weapons, shouldn't those weapons, you know, be to protect the populace? You know, maybe to blast out asteroids instead of blast people from space? I just think this is ludicrous, and I don't know. I had to cover it because I was just like, are you kidding me? Is this what's making the news? Is this what's reality? Has fear gotten to us so big time that we are going to, you know, base our scientific achievements on Jerry Bruckheimer films? I mean, I can't stand Bruckheimer. I'm not a total hater. Hey, I like Top Gun as much as the next guy. But these films are always over the top and just totally ridiculous. If you're telling me that we can't blow an asteroid out of the sky with some kind of a weapon, and instead we have to build a craft which is going to change its trajectory, I'm just not buying it. Maybe I'm just not the sucker I once was, because, you know, the American public and the general populace is really just a bunch of suckers. U.S. unveils new rules on border searches of laptops. The Obama administration unveiled new rules on Thursday for searching computers and other electronic devices when people enter the United States attempting to address concerns about violating privacy and constitutional rights. At the same time, the Department of Homeland Security defended such searches as necessary to detect information about potential terrorism plots, as well as other crimes such as child pornography and copyright infringement. Notice it's terrorism in the beginning, and then it gets a little less reasonable with child pornography. I mean, no one here is for child porn. If you get caught with the child porn on the computer and you downloaded it, yeah, go to prison. But you notice that the actual people that get convicted of molesting children do almost no time in prison whatsoever. Why is that? Well, that's because the elite are into it, and sometimes they get caught. So you got to have rules that are really, you know, little slap on the wrist rules. But they say child pornography. But notice the last one, and copyright infringement. So this is really a way to look on your computer and see, oh, are you a naughty boy? Did you download some movies you weren't supposed to? Do you have some pictures off of Getty Images? That's copyright infringement. That's terrorism now. This is another way to get into your life, to make you a slave, to say we're searching everything and anything, baby. That's what this is. This has nothing to do about keeping you safe. This is to, you know, dragnet the general populace into criminals. We're not criminals, folks. We're free people, and I hope that we stay that way. We'll be back after this with your phone calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
I laughed and shook his hand, made my way back home. I searched for foam land. Years and years I roamed.
let's hit the phone lines. We're going to go to James, Mike, Greg, Steve, Chuck, Eric, and more. It's 888-201-2244. James in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Jason.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I really just wanted to kind of give a heads up to people out there. We have a town hall meeting in Richardson, Texas, tomorrow evening at the Eisman Center in Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I guess try to get some people that might not be aware to show up for it. And I also had a question on this health care bill, because I'm sitting here trying to kind of wade through it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't know the right legalese kind of things that I can search for to try to find the real issues in the bill. That you
the
know,
real damning parts of the bill, correct?
Right, well, right. And I'm wondering if you can... and give me some terms that maybe I can search for to look through.
Sure, sure. I would search for terms like mandatory and compulsory. Those are the ones that they like to slip in there. I would go with, forced. I would tell you off the bat, just go over to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and search through the archives on the health care bill, and they have major excerpts that are the nitty-gritty, the hardcore stuff. And then I would say, if you want to delve even further, go check out the forums, because that's where a lot of the work is done. I mean, we can't do everything here, and there are people that are literally combing through the bill and going through subsection after subsection and hyperlinking it. But I would say go to the article right here. This one's out of late July. It's about a month old now. It's called What's Really in Obama's Healthcare Reform Bill? A Plain English Translation. And that has a ton of hyperlinks to things that are actually in the bill. Does that help you out, James?
Oh, that helps me out a lot, sir.
You got it. All right. Thank you so much for the call. Let's jump to the next caller. Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air.
Thanks, Jason. This is Mike again. You're about what, 23, I thought? Are you that young?
No, I'm 30, actually. I just had my big 30th
birthday.
Oh, all
right. I'm sorry about... Well, I can't say when I was your age, but when I was about 25, I used to watch, like, you know, Faces of Death. That was when the VHSs were around.
No, I've seen it. You know a lot of that's fake, though, right?
Yeah. But hold on. This isn't fake, because okay. It's like what I was going to say is when I was disgusted... I am disgusted at watching these electrocutions, right? And whether it's YouTube or in the news, this cop, you know, electrocutes a lady. I'm watching. This is Faces of Death. And yeah, that stuff used to be fake and it was funny and everything. But you know what? These electrocutions, I don't think this is very funny.
Yeah, and let me be clear. Some of those Faces of Death stuff is for real. But for instance, I'm just pointing it out. Like the guy that gets electrocuted in the first Faces of Death, that's all fake. The woman who jumps out of a building and they show you, you know, her body and then, like blood on the sidewalk, that's fake. But like half of the stuff is real. I mean, I think in one of those, you actually see, somebody eaten by an alligator. And then there's a band series where I literally saw like riot police. There was a bunch of students that were being held hostage by some militant group, right? Well, one of the cops in the black uniforms, and this is a danger, folks. This is really – I hope people see this, and this awakens them to reality. The cops in the black uniforms come armed to the teeth. They just gas the place. They don't care about the hostages whatsoever. And this guy, I mean, it must be in Korea or something like that, because obviously he's of Asian descent. He runs out. He was obviously not one of the guys who was, you know, a militant. He was being held captive. He had a backpack on. And he takes a shotgun blast directly to the chest and just dies right in front of everybody. And nothing's done to this cop. This guy just keeps going into the thing like it's nobody's business. They don't care about human rights. And that's what the desensitization is. When you have a system like that in another country and it starts to become acceptable in this country, cops in black uniforms, no oversight whatsoever, that is very dangerous. And when we get to a society where it's funny to see people tased. And let me give you an even better example. Two of the big hit films out there recently, The Hangover, I thought it was hilarious. You see The Hangover yet?
Oh, no.
All right. There is a huge section in The Hangover where basically these guys get caught by the cops. They've done something illegal, and they want to work out a deal where they don't have to go to jail and stay in jail over the weekend. So what do the cops do? They pull them into this classroom where these kids are on a field trip, and they allow the kids to tase them. And they just tase them relentlessly. And it's a big, hilarious joke. One guy gets tased in the nuts. The other guy gets tased in the face. Big laughs all around, right? Then you look at Observe and Report. And that's the one with Seth Rogen, the big, you know, comedic movie star that's everywhere these days. And this guy literally says, is like begging not to be tased, and he just whips it out without a thought and just tases him. And it's supposed to be funny. So that desensitization is going on all over the place. But it's not funny when you see a woman with her kids, you know, following orders from her overlord, and he is just so hyped up that he still needs to tase her and then defend himself after the fact. I'm disgusted by it, and I wish that more people were.
One more thing, Jace. One more thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
One more thing. Okay, when I was your age, I know this for a fact, I was saving money all my life, you know. I mean, I'm at that, I'm like 45, whatever, but but I mean, when I was listening to you and Chapman on Friday, it was blowing my mind. I wish to God so much that I knew. See, when I was your age, I mean, I knew about the New World Order. It wasn't out in the open like this now. I mean, I remember there was a book, Tell Brooks, When the World Will Become One. I mean, if I started to tell people about that book, they'd think I was a wacko. I always knew in my heart, you know, that you know, something was going on. I mean, like, you know, 20 years ago or whatever, but it's like, and then now it's totally all on the other. My point here is, if I would have known, God, I would have been in gold and silver. I mean, you know, because I really didn't know completely, you know, when I was your age, you know, how the Federal Reserve and the system is working, you know.
Well, you know, on one end, man, I feel kind of blessed that I've come across this information, that I've been so successful, I guess, in my quote-unquote career in warning people. But I live paycheck to paycheck. I'm not rocking any gold and diamonds. I have a very small amount of silver. I mean, in like the lower hundreds of dollars worth of silver. And that's all I've got, you know. And I wish that I had some money, or at least listened in 2003 when I first really hardcore started listening to the Alex Jones Show, you know, outside of the documentaries and the other material. And he was saying buy gold at $300 an ounce. Well, gold at $300 an ounce seemed like extremely expensive to me at that point. It's a $950. Right. I mean, wake up, people. I mean, wake up. And as far as the New World Order thing goes, Mike, you know, I was also one of those guys that maybe didn't trust the establishment, knew about the JFK assassination and things like that. But when I was told about the quote-unquote New World Order, I was so brainwashed. I was like, dude, that's a wrestling group. That's Hulk Hogan. You know, that's what that is. And that's what the establishment wanted me to believe. Yeah. And I'm making that point in Invisible Empire. I'm going to show some old New World Order wrestling clips and how people who even brought this stuff up back in the day, they were just labeled crazies. Mike, I thank you so much for the call. Keep it up. The fight's not over, my man. Greg in Texas. Greg, you're on the line. Oh, we're having some technical difficulties. All right, Greg, you're on the line.
Can you hear me now?
Gotcha.
Cool. Hey, I just wanted to run through, I had 2 points. Mm-hmm. The first one is about the economy. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, we all kind of agree that it's a sucker's market out there. And they're just, you know, inflating a little bit so people get back in, and then they're going to take the bottom out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as how that might happen, I kind of have an idea. I think it might be 1207. H.R. 1207 might be the way that you do that, because if you do that, like if you open up the Fed books and you look at like how many dollars there are in circulation, and because of the TARP bailout, that number has increased, you know, maybe tripled or quadrupled even.
Probably quadrupled, maybe more.
Well, yeah, so then you open up the books, and now you know exactly how many dollars are out there. So when you know how many dollars are out there, then like with that new knowledge, you have to adjust the value that you have your dollars in. So you can evaporate like 75% of the value right there. And we know that value destruction is a part of the goal, you know, like with, you know, the bulldozing cities and whatnot.
You know what, though? I think that would be detrimental to their plan, because they want to do things so incrementally that they're able to build up their infrastructure. I think that may be even a blow to the power elite, the establishment, if you do that. But I don't put it past them that if they do audit the Fed and they are going to come out with the numbers, they would set up kind of, you know, a back infrastructure for when that happens, when the economy is blown out. In other words, be ready with SDR units or pounds or euros to buy up all the infrastructure that will basically be available overnight, kind of like the crash of 29. So that is a possibility, but I don't know if they really want that mode, because I think they want to ride out this Federal Reserve thing for as long as they can. And I think they want to keep the Federal Reserve in some way, shape, or form so that they can kind of amalgamate it into the World Bank and IMF, you know, but
right.
Those are valid points. What else you got for me?
Well, the other other thing is it has to do with the music choices. I'm a big fan of the show. I love the content. I think you do a real good job of tackling content and being factual. But as far as the music goes, I think that it would be pretty cool if you would use, like, less mainstream sources. And especially, like, for all of us, like, I think we should have a campaign to unplug, not watch TV, and really not participate in the mainstream media. Because it is just, you know, it's all a bunch of shill nonsense. And
I do agree, but you know what, man? There's some really good mainline music out there. And let me say, you know, for instance, Green Day's last two albums. I think American Idiot is an amazingly important album. It's even going beyond an album. It's going to be a Broadway show and a play. I think it's very important. I think 21st Century Breakdown, their latest, is very important. With lines in the title track, which is called 21st Century Breakdown, video games, watch the towers fall, Homeland Security here to kill us all. That wakes up millions of kids, whether it's on, you know, the subconscious level, they hear that. And music is such a powerful tool that literally sounds can change brainwaves like that. Much more than a person talking to you or even visuals. Sound is a powerful, powerful tool. And I'm not here to preach to the choir. I'm trying to bring in more of a mainline audience so they hear a Green Day song or they hear Stained or they hear Nirvana or System of a Down and they say, hey, what's this guy talking about? At least he's got decent taste in music. I'm going to get into that more on the other side. I thank you for the call, Greg. We're going to go to Steve, Chuck, Eric, and more. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
The InfoWar with Jason Burmes. There's some of that mainline music that I love so much. And, you know, I've had some pretty hardcore Christians call into the show and tell me I need to watch They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll. And I have watched 2 out of the 4 hours of it. And I got to tell you, you know, some of it's valid. Some of it is just too much for me. I mean, I look at them targeting people like the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. And, yeah, are they selling sex to kids? You bet they are. Okay? There's no doubt about it. That's more of a Disney agenda. I don't know if that's a Satanist agenda. Maybe it is. I don't know. But then they also target people like Marilyn Manson, who's obviously a Satanist. No kidding. He's an open Satanist. I get it. They target Eminem. And Eminem, to me, has done some really good work. And is some of his stuff way over the line? Shouldn't be heard by children? You know? Yes, of course. It's for adults. Are there 8-year-olds rocking, you know, Eminem haircuts and t-shirts? Yeah, there are. He does have influence over children, but does that mean that he should have to alter his art form? And I don't know. I'm going to watch the next two hours of the thing when I get a chance. It took me a while to watch the first 2 hours of it. I'm not going to lie. It takes me a while to watch anything that gets sent to me. But, you know, I just feel like music is such a powerful tool, and we need to harness that tool in any way that we can to bring more people into the fight. All right, on the other side of this break, I'm going to read Common Sense 2009. And you know what? Someone sent me the bill. I guess it's H.R. 3200, and it does look like that is in the bill, the chip section. Over the next break, I'm going to try to print out some pages and essentially cover what no one else is covering. I mean, if they put in the bill that somebody needs a medical device installed in them, essentially a chip, they don't use the term RFID, but a chip that would have all your information in your body, an implantable device. Well, that's bad news, Brown, in my opinion. Steve, in Michigan. Steve, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing this evening?
Good.
I have a question and a comment. I know that the CIA runs most of everything, like the drugs and the child theft rings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if they run the gangs? The Latino gangs and the black gangs and that?
Well, this is what they do with those. What they do is they find a high-level somebody in, like, the Latin Kings or MS-13, right? And
right.
They don't necessarily say, hey, we're the CIA and we want to make big deals with you. What they do is what they did with Ricky Ross, okay? The CIA didn't import crack cocaine into Los Angeles. What they did is they found Ricky Ross. They used their assets to give him cocaine on consignment. Rick Ross and others figured out how to make crack cocaine. And so essentially the CIA was running the crack cocaine without running the crack cocaine. So what they'll do, even with these gangs, is they will find somebody who they feel is the most efficient leader of the gang. Okay. Then they will find an asset who's on the streets who they give high levels of cocaine to, or heroin, or crystal meth, or ecstasy, whatever the drug of choice is at the moment. And that person deals with the gang leader. And the gang leader just thinks that they're dealing with another drug dealer. They don't think that they're dealing with the CIA or the NSA or the FBI in some cases. So that's usually how it works. And if the FBI gets too close in a separate investigation, the CIA will come in and say, no, that's our asset. You need to leave them alone, or you need to arrest somebody on a smaller scale. We're working on a case on this larger one. For instance, in the Iran-Contra scandal. Yeah, yeah, exactly. For instance, in the Iran-Contra scandal, the United States needed plausible deniability. So what did they do? Well, they had Israel take millions of dollars and then go into the Czech Republic and other places and get the weapons. Okay, so the United States never has their hands dirty on these weapons. They never even bought these weapons. Then those weapons are given to, Black Hawk helicopters, Black Ops people. They fly those down to South America. Okay, those people get the guns. Now, the people that flew down the weapons in South America sometimes wouldn't even bring the drugs back. They would use third-party contractors who, again, didn't know they were working for the CIA or the NSA or the FBI. They would go down, they would get the drugs, and then they would be told to go to U.S. Air Force bases in Arkansas and Florida. And when they got there, they would get paid and they would leave. And they didn't really know whether it was a... Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. They didn't know whether or not it was a government operation, but they knew afterwards when they got busted that it was a government op. I can promise you that. And they got busted on other charges, not running drugs for the government. So hold over, Steve. We're going to go to Chuck, Eric, and more on the other side. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web, at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Running to Babylon, run all the way to Babylon, meet you there in Babylon.
Folks, we are back. I'm going to continue with calls, and then I'm going to read this subsection of HR 3200. It's in section 2521, National Medical Device Register. It seems to be the real deal. Got this off a .gov site, and I'm not liking what I'm reading, but we're going to go back to Steve in Michigan. What else you got for me, Steve?
I just got a comment. I hope it's just my overactive imagination, but I had a nightmare the other night. I was given a vision of what the future might be. I think that there might not be an election next year. So I had this sneaky suspicion that there is going to be something in the Patriot Act or whatever martial law happens to be that they're going to suspend next year's elections because of whatever false flag he's going to have to cause, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hope it doesn't get that bad. But you know what? If we do get to 2011 and people are sick of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that's if we haven't started another war in the Middle East, and people are sick of what is now at really 16% unemployment rate, which may be even higher. Say it gets up to 20-25%. If people are getting sick, if they don't want to go to the FEMA centers, if this plan just goes over the top, it's a possibility. But the way that the media has portrayed this guy, and even with the backlash that's happened in the last month or so, I still see the brainwashed masses worshiping Obama. So I'm not sure if that's going to be the case, and I hope you're wrong, too. I appreciate the call, Steve. We're going to go to Chuck and Eric in a moment, but I've got to read this. Subtitle C, National Medical Device Registry. The bill is in my hand, and you can see it right now at prisonplanet.tv. Okay. Section A, Registry. In general, Section 519 of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, 21 U.S.C. 360I, is amended by redesignating subsection as subsection H and by inserting after subsection F the following. National Medical Device Registry. Okay? The Secretary shall establish a National Medical Device Registry in this subsection referred to as Registry to facilitate analysis of post-market safety and outcome data on each device that A, is or has been used in or on a patient, and B, is a class 3 device or a class 2 device that is implantable, life-supporting or life-sustaining. Let me repeat that. Implantable devices. Okay, this is in the bill. And I'm sure that Alex will be covering it tomorrow. Just amazing. Just over the top amazing. Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's happening? You hear me all right?
Yes, I can, sir.
Okay, man. I've got the ultimate idea here for you.
Let's hear it.
The Joker poster, big success, right?
Was a big success.
Yeah, it was huge, man. It was in the Charlotte Observer down here in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what we need to do, and tell me what you feel about this, we need to continue the Joker poster or something like that for the fall of the Republic, okay? Like a contest or something where we're putting up posters everywhere to have the fall of the Republic, you know, announced as a release date underneath the Joker poster. If we can get some coverage on that, could you imagine how many people are going to tune in?
I'm with you, man. I'm with you 110%. Why don't you take the Obama image that's out there and just say the fall of the Republic is coming on, I think it's in mid-October. I'm not sure what the exact date is, but, see the fall of the... Yeah, taglines like see the fall of the Republic at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube on such and such a date, or the fall of the Republic is here, and, you know, just have subsections about the presidency of Barack Obama. I do think that's a great idea. You know, it's just like I'm hoping that, you know, the tagline, you know, you will see the invisible empire for the first time, February 12th, 2010, could catch on. You know, so I think that's a great idea, my man.
I've seen the trailer for the fall of the Republic, man. I mean, not the dog Alex, but man, that almost looks like it might be better than the fall of the Republic, the invisible empire. But
oh,
no,
thank you, man.
I mean, both you guys are incredible. What I'm saying, the only other thing I can add on to the fall of the Republic, man, if it was and here's my big thing, if you release it, you and Alex, if you could talk to Alex, Fall of the Republic released on October 7th instead of the 21st. Early release, because that is the anniversary of the Afghanistan war, okay? Everybody wanted Obama in here because he's going to end the war. Look what's going on in Afghanistan. The Afghanistan war, it will be, 8 years since the Afghanistan war on October 7th.
Okay. I will pass it on, my man, and I appreciate everything, Chuck. It's just so hard to hit those deadlines as it is. I mean, you can't imagine. I mean, he did, I think, close to 20 interviews for this film, and just to edit through all those, and I think that there's over 2 hours on the timeline already, and they haven't even hit some of the subject matter. I mean, you've got to whittle this down to the general public that's our target audience. I mean, it's great that you're out there, you're watching these movies, Chuck. You have this great idea about these posters and that campaign. I think it's awesome. But this is really about waking up the moms and pops that don't know about it, the grandmas, the churchgoers, the classrooms, the college kids, you know, people that do not understand why we are opposed to not only Barack Obama, but George W. Bush, to all these establishment candidates, to the Republicans, to the Democrats. You know, even when I watch, you know, phony Glenn Beck and he's got Michelle Malkin on, Michelle Malkin still clings that this is a leftist conspiracy, it's a socialist conspiracy. She won't touch 9/11 truth, except to say we're all crazies and, you know, it's ridiculous. So I'm hoping we can bring some more people in, mainline style. I think the poster idea is great, but I know how these movies go, and I know how tough it is to meet deadlines and have production quality and really make a great product that people can absorb. Because again, people don't read anymore, man. They barely read the newspapers. It's a dying industry. They don't read on the internet unless it's all about the next Paris Hilton sex tape or McSteamy has a sex tape now. I mean, that's the crap that's out there. I mean, Paul's looking at me, McSteamy, who's that? Apparently he's on some show. He's a doctor. I don't even know what it, I mean, you know what it is? I think it's Grey's Anatomy. And that's the big thing. And he's with some former beauty queen and his wife, who's an actress. Who cares? But that's the mainline crap we're fed. That is what the majority of people are interested in. Okay, when you go to the supermarket now, how many of those magazines are hardcore news magazines? They used to have the local paper there. You usually don't even see the local paper anymore. You'll be lucky to see the local paper. No, what do you see? You see, you know, Reader's Digest is pure crap. Us Weekly is pure crap. People is pure crap. It's always, look who's pregnant. Oh, look, she's having a baby. It's the chick from, what was that terrible show? The Girls Next Door. Yeah, oh, she's pregnant. That's news? That dumb blonde girl is pregnant? Give me a break. That's not news. Eric in Maine. Eric, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. First time caller. Little nervous here. But about the spaceship from Britain. NASA, about a month ago, classified all knowledge of incoming bodies coming towards the Earth. I'm not sure if you knew that or not. So it's a little bit surprising that they're making this ship, you know, this magic ship
this
come out of nowhere.
Well, you know, exactly. There's a lot of things, and NASA is a highly secretive organization. I really dug Jones's interview with Buzz Aldrin because he did hit on some pretty powerful points. You know, I'm up in the air about the moon landing. I take the position that I think that we've been to the moon. I think we've been to the moon and beyond, but not using rocket technology and not for the plebes to see. In other words, what we've seen is probably a hoax. You know, I find it hard to believe that Russia, who was dominating us in the space race, 40 years later, still isn't putting a man on the moon, you know what I mean? Or isn't openly sending a rocket ship up there if rocket ships work so well. And I know there's this whole crowd out there that thinks the end of the world is coming in 2012 and Planet X is going to pass us. You know, I haven't seen any evidence that a Nibiru really exists. I've seen some blurry photographs and some lectures on it. But I will say this. There was a story this week that they did just discover yet a new planet, and the new planet was suicidal. It was like dive bombing its own sun. So there is a ton of things that we just don't know out there. I think that it's also very cocky for us to say that, you know, we're the only type of life form out in the universe. That doesn't mean I believe in little gray aliens with big eyes either. I just, you know that there's a big universe out there, and we are little small insignificant people. We do wield great power, but when you look at the scheme of things, you know, I'm 1 in 6 billion. You know,
right.
I know I'm not a god. I don't have the answer to everything. And when you have these government programs like NASA that are highly compartmentalized, I mean, so highly compartmentalized, you know, the people on the ship may not know what the real purpose of the mission is. In fact, you know, let's harken back to sci-fi for a second. Kubrick, what an amazing director, what a vision this man had. But if you watch 2001, what happens? All the astronauts that are on that mission, they think that they're on some kind of a scouting mission and they're coming back. And the computer is programmed to say, hey, we're not going anywhere. We're doing what the mission says, and you're not coming back home. And that's the bottom line. So, you know, those people didn't know they were being sent on a death mission, essentially. And I think you see that again and again and again. I mean, look at the stuff that we've done to our own troops. Let's use the Tuskegee Airmen as an example. You know, these guys didn't know they were having syphilis injected inside them. They thought they were just doing some things for their government that loved them. So, you know, with the NASA thing, I like to keep up on NASA. I like to see what's going on. I come from the generation that wasn't as impressed with NASA because they hyped up in my school, oh, the Challenger's going up there, first teacher into space. They got us all in a room. Everybody was in the cafeteria waiting for the launch of the Challenger, waiting for the launch of the Challenger. And we literally, you know, thousands of us together watched a snuff film. Like, all these people just died right there in front of us as the rocket ship took off. And that still stays with me to this day. So, you know, they have an immense amount of power over the general populace and almost this aura of secrecy and greatness, really, when I don't know if they're that great. I thank you for the call, Eric.
Can I make one more quick point?
You can go for it, my man.
All right. Sort of preaching to the choir, but a guy that I've been trying to wake up for, like, almost 2 years, he has a friend of his who's some sort of military intelligence, and because we don't know, obviously, because it's secret, but he was trying to denounce me and trying to wake him up by saying, you know, like, and he's into all that 9/11 stuff, and the guy who's in the military intelligence says, yeah, a lot of really smart people are into that. Sort of like a, you know, like a hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, you know. But also, the new trailer looks great. My wife and I can't wait to hear you back on the weeknights.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate that. Thank you. All right. I want to read this one more time. We read it last week, but it's so important. Common Sense 2009 by Larry Flynt. The American government, which once we called our government, has been taken over by Wall Street, the mega corporations, and the super rich. Correct, Mr. Flynt. They are the ones who decide our fate. It is this group of powerful elites, the people President Franklin D. Roosevelt called economic royalists, who choose our elected officials, indeed our very form of government. Both Democrats and Republicans dance to the tune of their corporate masters. In America, corporations do not control the government. In America, corporations are the government. This was never more obvious than with the Wall Street bailout, whereby the very corporations that caused the collapse of our economy were rewarded with taxpayer dollars. So arrogant, so smug were they, that without a moment's hesitation, they took our money, yours and mine, to pay their executives multi-million dollar bonuses, something they continue to do to this very day. They have no shame. They don't care what you and I think about them. Henry Kissinger refers to us as useless eaters. And so does Ted Turner, by the way. But you say we have elected a candidate of change, to which I respond, do these words of a President Barack Obama sound like change? A culture of irresponsibility took root from Wall Street to Washington to Main Street. There it is, right there. We are Main Street. We must, according to our president, share the blame. He went on to say, and a regulatory regime basically crafted in the wake of the 20th century economic crisis, the Great Depression, was overwhelmed by the speed, scope, and sophistication of a 21st century global economy. This is nonsense. Again, correct, Mr. Flynt. Bravo. I'm going to just stop for a second. I can't thank him enough for this article. This article is just over the top great. The reason Wall Street was able to game the system the way it did, knowing that they would become rich at the expense of the American people, oh yes, they most certainly knew that, was because the financial elite had bribed our legislators to roll back the protections enacted after the stock market crash of 1929. Congress gutted the Glass-Steagall Act, which separated commercial lending banks from investment banks, and passed the Commodity Futures Modernization Act, which allowed for self-regulation with zero oversight. The Securities and Exchange Commission subsequently revised its rules to allow for even less oversight. And we've all seen how that worked out. To date, no serious legislation has been offered by the Obama administration to correct these problems. Instead, Obama wants to increase the oversight power of the Federal Reserve. Never mind that it already had a significant oversight power before our most recent economic meltdown, yet failed to take action. Never mind the Fed is not a government agency, but a cartel of private bankers that cannot be held accountable by Washington. Whatever the Fed does with supported new oversight powers will be behind closed doors. Obama's failure to act sends one message loud and clear. He cannot stand up to powerful Wall Street interests that supplied the bulk of his campaign money for the 2008 election, nor for that matter can Congress for much the same reason. Consider what multi-billionaire banker David Rockefeller wrote in his 2002 memoirs. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others behind with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. One world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it. Read Rockefeller's words again. He actually admits to working against the best interests of the United States. You're damn right he does, because that's his thing. They love to brag. These memoirs are probably his last writings before he bites the big one, folks. He ain't looking so hot. He literally looks like Salacious Crumb from Star Wars. I mean, he's got like a rat-like face. I mean, it's all folded up and he can barely walk. Where are all those billions getting you now, David? It doesn't look like you're going to live forever. It doesn't look like you're going to be our eternal overlord. I mean, was it really worth it to just degradate human life, to just go after humanity viciously for your own vision of a one world government? Was it really worth it? Are you really proud of yourself? Well, by these writings, you are. And I've seen in subsequent interviews that you don't give a damn about us. You think it's funny. You're fulfilling your father's and your brother's work before them, before you, and you just don't care. Well, I care. I'm the little guy that you're looking to smash down on. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back for the final segment, taking a couple calls and going over what you missed if you didn't listen to all 3 hours. Remember, the podcast is over at theinfowarrior.com after the program, back after this.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it?
The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
If you believe in redemption, come take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, come take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, come take it from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
I, for one, do believe in redemption. I think humanity can still achieve greatness. I believe we can love each other. I believe we can become a free people again. I believe we can stop the tyrants out there. If we just decide to say no, if we decide we do have great power, that we just don't have to obey orders and bow down to our authorities, we can make a difference. We can have a change. And if there's any, you know, proof of that today, it's the fact that the DPJ, the Democratic Opposition Party in Japan, ends a rule of 54 years by the other party. And of course, Fujita is one of the top guys there, and he's a guy for 9/11 Truth. He went before the leaders in Japan. He held conferences. He showed evidence about the Pentagon, about Building 7, about the World Trade Center demolition, and now they're in power. So maybe we can further the issue of 9/11 Truth internationally, or at least we can hope to, because it's just around the corner. It's almost 8 years away. When really these guys did a hard line New World Order takeover, where they said, you know what? It's time to create the police state here at home. It's time to create Homeland Security. It's time to send our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our family overseas to take the resources of oil and smack from the Middle East. Joe in D.C., final caller. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. This is Joe. I wanted to second what Chuck was saying and say that what would be really cool is to set the all-time record for pre-order for the new Obama deception.
Well, that would be great. I mean, obviously, if we have a pre-order record, we'll be able to create DVDs even quicker and get the word out, and people will be able to get out there and make copies and hand it out. So that would be a great thing. I think that we can... But you know what? I don't even care about the pre-orders. Yes, we need money to fund this operation. Yes, I live paycheck to paycheck, and I would like to have some more financial stability in my life. But my concern is more and more people seeing this. So I'm hoping that when we put these up on Change the Channel's director's account, that they surpass even the Obama deception, which has about 3 million views on one link. I'm hoping to see 10 or 20 million views. So again, the mainline establishment cannot deny our impact, because they constantly try to subvert everybody into thinking that we're the minority, that we'll never have enough people. But they can't stop us. I mean, you look at the Ron Paul movement and look how big that got. Even though he didn't win the presidency,
yeah,
Ron Paul is now a household name, and H.R. 1207
yeah.
is being not only passed in Congress, but talked about by a mainline scumbag like Barney Frank, like it's sure to pass.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. And you do deserve a nice car and stuff like that, Jason.
Well, you know what, Joe? I thank you so much for the call. It would be nice to have the nice car, but I don't give a damn, man. I long ago decided that material things, as long as I got a roof over my head and I got a meal on my plate and I got a car to get me back and forth to work, that's good enough, because there are some serious things coming down this pipeline. And, you know, I don't know what's out there, but I do believe this is really a spiritual battle. I mean, are you going to attempt to be a good person? Are you going to love thy neighbor? Are you going to take care of your family? I don't know how you can. I don't know how you can look into the eyes of your mother or your brother, or in my case, my little niece, and not want to fight for them and not want to warn them about the trappings that are out there by this evil establishment, this invisible empire. Their plan to take us into a society ruled by a tyrannical government while we're tracked, traced, and databased in everything we do because we got a chip in our arm or in our foreheads. That's what they're talking about. That's the uncomfortable reality. You missed any of the program, go check out the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com. God bless you all.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.